This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you by my, I guess you're by my side, I don't know which. I am Joe Messina, your host, and again, I do really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And you know what? Get involved, get engaged. I told you this a million times before, right? It's really that simple. Just get involved and get engaged.
That would help.
Sorry about that. But again, as I always said to you guys, you can't just be a victim of your last tweet. And as many of you have seen, a little while ago, Barrett was now confirmed as a justice on the Supreme Court. The temper tantrum is just amazing to me. That I shouldn't say that. That's not right. Right? I mean, we fully expect this, didn't we? Fully expect the temper tantrum from the left. Now they truly are threatening that they're going to pack the court. And I wouldn't, you know what? I got to tell you guys, as I've said to you before, I wouldn't expect anything different. I'm not surprised. None of you, please tell me that none of you are surprised, right? Right? I mean, seriously. And again, they're talking about changing legislative rules. You know, when they get, you heard Pelosi. She is fully convinced, thoroughly convinced, fully convinced, whatever word you want to use, that they're in, that they've got it. That the American people, because of, geez, what we just did, that the American people are going to vote the Democrats into, give them the Senate, give them the House, and give them the presidency. And I don't know if any of you caught this over the weekend. I've got to find out the truth behind this. But the most Google search term over the weekend was, how do I change my vote? Did you guys catch that? Or am I the only one that's geeky enough to be looking for that stuff? No, think about it. How do I change my vote? I think it's wonderful. That means that people really were paying attention. People, if it's true, people really were paying attention. People were really looking at Hunter Biden. Heard very little about it so far today. That's because we have the nomination going on. We've got so many other things going on. Joe seems out cleaning up the mess from the weekend. And last week, you know what mess I'm talking about. Right? President Trump is going through all the, you know, the coal and fracking states, if you would. The gap is closed tremendously. Although I don't believe any of the polls. I just give you the basic information, as I told you I always would. You know, but again, you have somebody sitting there, the polls, quote-unquote, are closing. When you hear people at the rallies, I asked somebody earlier, too. I mean, you got 40,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people showing up at these events. Joey B sends Obama out to help him out. And what do they get, a couple hundred people? I mean, if Obama is so loved, forget Joe, they'd come out just to see him, wouldn't they? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing something more than nothing. Seriously? You got to tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Kimberly Marin will join us right after the break. I promise. Not going to let her get away with anything. We got a lot to deal with tonight, a lot to talk about. Let me see if I wrote this down. I don't always write. Sometimes I get these, I shouldn't say weird. I get these thoughts during the day. And I really, you know, it's like tonight. Think about something. Senator Warren came out right after the vote. Here, let this Senate chill up your spine. Warren said that we will do everything we can. You ready? To restore integrity to the court. Right? So I guess now following the rules of the Constitution is not a action of integrity. I tell you people that they're not interested in the law. They're interested in power. They have been for a long time. You saw it all the way back to Kavanaugh. It should send a chill up your spine to see and hear what these people are saying right now. And it's not going to end anytime soon. I don't care if Trump gets the House, the Senate, and his seat back. Well, he will get his seat back. What's going to end? The fights are going to be the same. It isn't going to stop anywhere. You know, tonight was a big win for the American people. No matter what you hear from the left, no matter what you think. See, the laws aren't made for emotion. Laws aren't based on emotion. They're not based on what you think or what you feel or what you should feel or what you might feel. Or the compassion we should have for somebody. Well, look, the guy robbed the bank because he got 15 kids to feed. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't had a job in 2 years. My God, come. No, it's stealing is stealing. There are plenty of places somewhere that you can get help, whether it's medical or family or what have you. I'm not saying you shouldn't have compassion, but the law is the law is the law. Don't break it, change it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly joins me after the break. I'm sure she's hotter on this than I am. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You're back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm watching Clarence Thomas just swear in the new justice, Amy Barrett. And what a slight in the face that is. I think that's wonderful. You know why? Because they hated Clarence Thomas. They couldn't stand him. They still do. You're right. And I just think it's wonderful. What better person to swear her in than him? Anyway, that noise you heard in the background, well, you know who she is. Kimberly Marin joins me. Couldn't control yourself, huh? Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her kicking the weekend off. She's probably got a lot to talk about. I mean, listen, first of all, thanks for being here with me. Second, I just love the fact this president is hitting three stops a day, and Joey B's down getting his Geritol shots in his basement.
I don't. The President Trump has more energy than the Energizer Bunny. I don't know how the guy does it. I wouldn't be able to keep up with him.
No.
I know that.
There's people around him who say that they're embarrassed to say they can't keep up with him, and they're 20 years younger than he is.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd never be able to keep up with him. I need, like, 7 hours of sleep a night. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. Kimberly, I'm going to take up a collection after this election because you and many others that I'm having, to a degree, talk off the ceiling going, look, he is going to easily win. He is going to take over 300 electoral votes. You know, he's got a 40% approval rating in the gay community, 32% in the black, what is it, 56 in the Hispanic community? I mean, seriously, that's some heavy cheating that's going to have to go down. And
well,
he's already got pieces in place to check it out.
And 52% of people feel that they're better off now than they were 4 years ago. Right? Is that the number?
Yep. And 72% are afraid to tell you who they're going to vote for. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't
72%? Really?
72% of the people that were, as a matter of fact, most of them were Democrats that were polled, I think it was 2 weeks ago, said that they don't want to tell you who they're voting for. They're afraid to actually say anything because they don't want to be ridiculed.
Huh. Interesting.
Come on, think about that. What does that say for where we're at?
And this was built by Obama Biden. This atmosphere, this division was built under Obama and Biden.
Yep.
That's where this came from. And the left never got over the fact that Trump won. To this day, they still haven't got over the fact that Trump won. And yay, Amy Coney Barrett. I'm clapping. I can hear applause on the TV in the background, which is what's going on right now.
Well, she's given her acceptance speech, but I got to tell you something. You know what? Again, I love this. So all, you know, Trump's a woman hater. How many women? I mean, look at this. He just nominated a woman to the Supreme Court, right? But he hates women.
His campaign manager was the first woman to ever run a winning presidential campaign, wasn't she? Kellyanne?
Yeah, Kellyanne Conway. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, think about that. And not only that, I mean, some of the other appointments that he's done that were women, nobody else has. Not
right.
He has appointed more women than other presidents have. So
Right. And he had a lot more women at high positions in his cabinet, from what I understand, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's a true statement. But you never hear about any of that stuff.
And you know what? I can tell you, Joe, as a woman, I'm better off today than I was 4 years ago.
You feel more? So listen, I did everything I could not to say anything. But I heard two women talking today about how they're so worried that if Trump wins, they'll never see their rights come back. And if I was a woman, I would look around and say, really? What rights in particular have you lost?
They won't be able to answer it because I've asked that question multiple times. I told you, I go to the Women's March every single year.
Yeah.
Just to see what they say. I report on it, basically. I mock them. But I go every single year. Well, I mock them because they're lying and they're hysterical and they cannot answer. I've asked multiple times, what rights have you lost under Trump as a woman? They cannot answer because there's none, absolutely none. And it's always interesting to me, you know, the gay community, the lefties will say the same thing. We're going to lose our rights. What rights did you lose? Go ahead and tell me.
Yeah.
And they don't do it I just ask the simple question. So what rights have you lost?
Yep.
Tell me. You know, and even if Roe v. Wade was overturned, it doesn't freaking matter because it's a state issue. It always was. It always will be. So don't even throw that at me because I don't want to hear it because it's a state issue.
But it's not the only thing that SCOTUS rules on. Is anybody home?
I know.
Right?
I know.
It's like the only two things. ACA. They're going to overturn the ACA. Well, first, let's just be honest about it. It is not affordable in any way, shape, manner, or form. Many people have lost their insurance because of it. There are many, many, many alternatives out there. To me, it's noise. It's nothing but noise. And I I have never had faith. I know this is going to sound terrible, but I've never had faith in the American populace when it comes to voting. I told you that. My proof for that assessment was that Obama got elected twice. All right? and now I'm sitting here saying to myself, okay, I'm watching the walkaway movement, okay? I'm listening to some of these Democrats who ventured out to a Trump rally and or, just went to a Trump event. And you listen to them say, hey, look, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. And these people are actually pretty good people. And we're very right. much on the same page. See, yep. They've been listening to CNN too long. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's the problem. People listen to PMSNBC or CNN. They're only getting, PMSNBC is the worst.
You can get away with that.
I could totally get away with that. But they're totally the worst. They just flat out lie about absolutely everything. But if that's all you watch, and you never venture out just to see what other people are saying, then that's what you believe. You're being told things and you believe them. Like I said, everybody knows this. I used to read, Boston Globe, New York Times. I didn't know they had left-wing bias until I knew.
It's a newspaper. It's got to be telling you the truth, right? I mean,
Much. Not even local newspapers. Some are good. Some are better than others. But when you witness things or you're there and you see the newspaper don't report the whole truth of the story, then you know there's something going on. So there's like no one you can trust except for your own self, to be honest. It's hard.
Oh, yeah, and these lefties now are throwing themselves down on the ground. Like a kid having a temper tantrum in the supermarket saying, no,
they're
get your hands
salt.
Off the candy bar. You can't have one.
They're Baruch Assault, but they have been for 4 years, more than that even.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a minute. Kimberly's going nowhere. She'll be with us on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is officially a Supreme Court Justice.
On this vote, the yeas are 48. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley announcing the final vote tally. Barrett will be the 115th justice of the Supreme Court and just the second from Indiana. The final vote ran along party lines as no Democrat voted in support of Barrett, and only Maine Senator Susan Collins crossed the aisle to vote against her. Barrett will be sworn in tonight by Justice Clarence Thomas at a White House ceremony. Barrett will face a very busy docket in her first session on the bench, with cases involving ballot counting extensions in two states and the president's tax returns scheduled to be heard within the next week. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Please answer the question.
Feel the rhythm now. You and me all night, holding hands.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do. And, as I say now, I made it so easy for you. Some of you said there's certain things you don't want to do, and I'm going to make it so simple. All right? And if you're driving, don't do this now if you're driving. All right? But here's the deal. If you want to give a few bucks, I don't care. It's $2, $5, $10, or $10,000. Give me $10,000. I'll bring the book to your house personally. Anyway, you want to just text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77948. That's GOJO to 77948. You can give $5, $10, whatever there. I make it easy. You can text it. I can't make it any easier than that, seriously. And again, I've gotten so many requests on my, first of all, I'm getting away from Facebook. I'm not staying there, people. But many of you have asked, you've reached up to my personal Facebook page. It is for lighthearted, funny family stuff. Everything else goes to the actual Real Side page. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I so much appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Wish you leave the mice hot during the break. You know, I mean,
right.
There's so much. But I think people, if you would get away the poll, get away from the polls, and start truly looking at what the numbers are. Start truly looking. Look, President Trump has now 3 major Native American organizations that have come out and supported him and endorsed him. You've got the Jewish leaders from across the country that penned an open letter of support. Go ahead.
Did you see the Trump rally they had in New York this weekend?
Yeah.
The Jewish community?
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
And
over 1,000 cars were in one of them.
Wow.
There was more than one. There was actually a couple, I think, two.
One was 20 miles long in one of the events, right? I mean,
this is, you know, we were talking about this on break, and this is, no. I honestly can say I don't know what's going to happen because, number one, I don't trust the left. Number two, they're spending billions of dollars, probably, of dark millionaire left-wing money to try to buy the election.
Oh, sure.
All across the country, right? And, again, some voters, that's what they pay attention to. They don't pay attention to what's really going on or the facts. But so that concerns me. But there's literally no excitement for Biden-Harris. Even members of Democrat Party didn't even like Harris. for God's sakes. I mean, she's awful. She's in interviews. She just laughs. Oh, are you a socialist? Oh. She starts laughing. I'm like, you know she's lying for sure when she starts laughing.
Well, listen, she did the same thing when they... What was the... one person asked her, you called this man a racist. You called him a rapist. And now... And now you seem to be okay with it. She starts laughing again, and she says, "It was a debate. Like it was okay to lie in the debate, or was she telling the truth? And she forgives him now because now she got picked."
Can you imagine that airhead being the freaking president? Because Biden wouldn't last 6 months.
No, and I know
can
people
you imagine
that know her
being president.
I know people that know her that say she's as dumb as a rock. She is not smart at all.
You can tell that. I don't need to know her to see that. You know, but it's awful. And I see all this excitement for Trump, like, all over the place. I mean, I even saw stuff in deep in the heart of left-wing moon land in Massachusetts. I saw Trump stuff, you know, not as much as around where I am. But I don't see that for Biden. Like, no one's excited. I get, okay, if you hate Trump, so it's a vote against Trump. Okay, I get that. But I don't see how that's enough to win an election, right?
I'm with you. But,
you know?
But I'm getting calls from Massachusetts and other places that would normally be considered hardcore Democrat. And they're saying, look, I'm seeing a sea of these signs. I'm voting for Trump. I am petrified of my own party that I've been part of lifelong. Now, listen, you and I are from New England, so I kind of get it. You know, I know people that will not change parties. It's just when we register, you know.
Right.
But I don't really care. As long as they vote the right way, I don't care.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I don't care I don't care what party they're with if they vote for the right candidate.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing, like... So many Democrats are more like moderate, right? Moderate Democrats. They don't even like the extreme left of the party, which is what's basically been taking it over. They've got to see the writing on the wall that if Biden's elected, he's just going to do whatever they tell him.
You would hope so.
Even Pelosi couldn't stand up to them.
No, the what do they call themselves? The squad?
The idiot squad, yeah.
I can't even imagine having to deal with them. She has got to be slamming her head. Pelosi's got to be slamming her head against the table because you can't control these people at all in the least. So this for her, this is going to be like craziness going somewhere to happen.
Well, and the thing is, that's a big part of the Democrat Party now. Like, those crazy left-wing extreme lunatics, they're the ones who are, they might not have taken over the entire party, but they're so loud, it makes you believe that they are the Democrat Party. Even though you and I both know, you know, Democrats who are just, you know, like the JFK wing of Democrats. But those people are getting, like, pushed out.
Yep.
And it's not looking good for them, for the party in general, because regardless of how loud these people might be or how much the news doesn't report on the truth, everyday people know the extremism of what these people want to do is socialized medicine. We already know Obamacare is a failure. Biden wants to make it worse. He already said he's going to raise taxes on it. He tries to claim it's only on people making over $400,000, but is anyone really that stupid?
Wait,
I would hope not.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Right? 70% of the company's economy runs on the back of small businesses. Well, what is a small business, right? Well, here's what a small business is. That company that, I don't know, the local small grocery store, the whatever. What makes you think that they're not, and remember, he's not talking $400,000 in your pocket. He didn't say $400,000 of profit, did he? Okay, I mean, you really have a hard look at what he means when he says 400,000, because there's plenty of small mom and pop stores that are in that range. So he's going to hurt the small mom and pop store.
Oh, and he keeps saying, I'm gonna make corporations pay, and they're gonna pay. Well, guess what? The more they pay, the less we get paid, the less jobs they create, you moron.
And the more the milk costs at the store, you know?
Yeah, it's got a domino effect, and that's what these people don't understand. I mean, do they really wanna elect a guy who already said he'd shut down the country? He wanted to make it a federal mandate everyone wear masks. I can't show you the silent finger that I'm sticking up right now, but he said that, and then, you know, then it came out, oh well, I guess it's not constitutional, I guess I can't really do that. Yeah, how many people you think are going to follow that, you moron? Sorry, I used that word too many times already.
Well, the squad came out and in their normal nasty selves. I mean, AOC, every time she opens her mouth and speaks, now I love this because I'll get an email or I'll get comments from people say, well, you know, you just don't like, strong women. She's not a strong woman. She's a strong moron. She's not a strong woman, necessarily, okay? I've lived with, I have strong women around me and in my family. They don't look or sound anything like she does. She looks like she's ready to lose it big time every time she steps up to the microphone.
She is one of the most empty-headed people that could have ever been elected. I mean, she's right up there with, like, Sheila Jackson Lee. Hank Guam's going to tip Johnson. I mean, she is dumber than dirt. But it's almost like a popularity contest.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you can be the loudest and you can be, like, really dumb, but it's okay, then people will like you.
Oh,
it's a sad commentary, actually, Joe, on our society.
Oh, no question.
Not so much on her. Yep. She just took advantage of the idiocy. It's sad commentary on our society. What's that movie? Oh, that movie, it's about a guy who becomes president. It's really bad. Idiocracy.
There you go.
We live in an idiocracy, pretty much.
God,
that movie was awful. Oh, my God.
She started calling for expanding the port 10 minutes after the vote. Not even. Less than 10 minutes after the vote was taken. A lot more going on. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I think anybody who says my daughter should be, I wish my daughter was just like her, I think they should be shot immediately. Or jailed. So, what do you know about this story? I'm almost afraid to talk about it, but
there's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses, like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At snapmedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. And you're listening to Real Title GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Before we get rolling here, I got to take care of some business, but I kind of blew it by a day, but I'll get over it. Don't you worry about a thing. Won't bother, as they say, won't bother me at all, I promise. You know? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Do not, I'm going to say it again, because you guys don't listen. Do not be a victim of your last conversation. Okay? Your last political conversation. Check things out. All right?
Things you shouldn't.
Oh, I hate when they do this to me. It blows a perfectly good introduction. Don't laugh. Here we go. All right. Listen up. Whose special birthday? It was yesterday. I thought it was today. I bought you cannolis. It didn't quite make it to the boat, though, so I'm sorry. All right, everybody. Wish Kimberly Marin a happy birthday. She's 29 for the second time or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm 29 for the first time.
There you go. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's one thing I have learned over the years. You never ask a woman how old she is unless you want your nose repositioned on your face. So,
well, if you're a woman, you can ask, but not if you're a guy, you can't.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you might be asking because you want to say, hey, you know, you're aging well or whatever. I suppose that's a politically incorrect term, too. But that's just, right? You can't say, gee, you know, you look like you've lost weight. What are you saying? I was fat before? I mean, it's like, this is craziness. You know?
Yeah, if you're a guy, you're better off keeping your mouth shut.
Shut up. Well, how come you know I lost weight? Well, I got a problem with my eyesight. I don't have my real glasses. There you go. Right?
But never assume a woman's pregnant, even if you're a woman.
Oh,
don't ever assume another woman's pregnant. That's a huge mistake.
No.
But and the other thing women do too, and you don't usually see guys do this, women will tell, if you compliment them on like an article or an accessory or something, they'll not only tell you where they got it, but that it was on sale and how much the deal they got it for. It's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, good. No, you're right. Guys don't do it. I think it's fine.
No.
Let's see. What do we got here? All right. So, right away you hear the goon squad. I'm sorry, I got nothing nice to say about them because they don't have anything nice to say about the country or anybody in the country.
No, they hate the country. They hate Americans. They hate the country. They hate the Constitution. They hate everything about this country. Yet they were elected. There's a problem with their electorate. There's a problem with their constituents that they elected people who hate this country.
Oh yeah, I mean you got what's her name? Tlaib. Real loving, caring person there, right? She says, we're going to take back the White House and the Senate next week with a resounding mandate from the people to fight against Trump's illegitimately stacked judiciary. Illegitimately stacked? Did he break the law? Did I miss something here?
As you know, and as probably most of your listeners know, Democrats lie. All the time. I don't even think they know how to tell the truth anymore. And if they say something, just instantly believe it's a lie because that's all they do is lie. But on top of that, Joe, what does that say about what they think about their supporters that they lie to them? Do they think their supporters are stupid? Do they have such little respect for their supporters that they just think they'll believe their lies? I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't either. But here's what I think. I think that they believe this stuff to be true. I think that they believe that they know what's better for us. Just look around. They're gonna try to force these mandates if they take control. But I mean, seriously, she goes on to say we must expand the court if we're seriously serious about the transformational change the people are crying out for. What people are crying out for? What transformational change? People want us to go back to the Constitution, the originality of the Constitution. They want us to follow the law, not do what these nut jobs want.
Right. I mean, so for years, right, you and I both know, and a lot of people know, the left has been slowly making changes behind the scene and taking over things like, you know, the media, public school, colleges. We all know that, right? Now, and they did it quietly. They weren't loud about it. They just did all this stuff behind the scenes, quietly making changes, taking over different areas because they knew they could gain traction with their extreme left-wing leftism. But then under Obama and Biden, they became more vocal about it, which is something we didn't see before. I don't recall seeing that. There was always that certain, you know, small minority fringe, but I don't recall seeing Democrats and leftists being really vocal about what they wanted and the changes they wanted to make to our country. Do you?
No.
Like
no.
They are?
No.
No.
And when you hear them talk, they don't want legal changes. They don't want changes from within the legal structure. I mean, listen to the things that they say. Again, you come back. What is this? Who's the other one? Presley, the one out of Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, she's awful.
Oh, terrible. terrible, hateful person. So she comes up, she says, we reject this injustice. We will fight for our rights. We will legislate our values. Well, first of all, the third one is the way you're supposed to do it. Right?
Yep.
You're supposed to, you guys
That's
should
why you
get to
hired.
Work doing legislation to take care of these laws. What
yep.
rights have you lost? What was the injustice behind Barrett?
Yep. No, and that's, but see, and I laughed today because Schumer actually mm-hmm. put out there, Republicans want to ram this kit down because they can't win in the legislative arena, so they got to make changes on the court. That's what the left has been doing for years. I was like, are you kidding me right now? And so, you know, another way that, you know, he thinks his supporters are stupid.
Look,
you see the
Democrat logo when you look in the dictionary in the judge shopping. You know, they know what every judge is about
yes.
all over the country, don't they?
Well, that was one of the back end sort of things they were doing, and they've been doing for years to get their extreme left wingism into mainstream. Is pack, you know, not, I don't want to say packing the courts, but filling the courts with left wing activist type judges.
So there was one, who was the senator? He came up to me and he said, you know, the Republicans have been doing this for the last couple of years. They're just rushing through these nominations and confirmations to the lower courts. And I'm thinking to myself, you left them 300 seats. How is this their fault? You didn't do your job before. You were too busy
right.
doing everything else, and now it's their fault that they're filling these seats? You're too busy trying to retain power instead of trying to legislate for Americans as a whole.
One of the most important, so as we the people, right, if we have to go to court, we have to rely on whatever judge has been appointed. Sometimes they're elected, but whatever judge has been appointed to actually interpret case law, the Constitution, your state constitution, whatever, depending on what the case is. If we don't have someone that, so the Constitution and all those are supposed to be neutral, right? In our favor, protecting us from certain things. And if we don't have someone, a judge who follows that, then we get screwed as people, as we the people.
I agree.
So that's why these justiceships and these judgeships all over the country, at, you know, the federal courts, appeals court, all these all over the place have been extremely important. Because some of the judges you see in California, they're cray cray. They're crazy. He gets crazy judges.
Oh, there are lawsuits. Disney is talking about a lawsuit against the governor himself. There's a whole bunch of people coming after him now. I mean, you know,
oh
his
my
hopes
God.
Were to be president in 2024. That was his whole goal.
That's hysterical.
You like it, huh?
Oh my God! Wait, so please, please, please tell me. I saw these things going by today on Twitter about Governor Newsom's rules for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh.
Is that real?
No. Yes, they are, but they go better. They're even better than that. He issued a set of rules 5 or 6 days ago about community gatherings. Okay? And I'm sorry. I did a whole hour around them because it was so funny. You know, if more than three families, I live in a cul-de-sac. It's easy for these five families to get together and have a couple of hamburgers or whatever. Now we have to... We have to, what is it, we have to track each other, and we have
to track. I saw another thing that said, always wear a mask unless you're at the table or in between eating. Don't sing.
Yep.
Don't sing.
You have to open the mask or pull the mask up, put your food in it, pull the mask back down, chew, swallow. Open. I mean, the guy is a nut job. I mean, he's a certifiable idiot.
I,
we're there.
I don't know how you deal with it, but I had to talk to you because I wanted to verify because I'm like, I can't believe it.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
You're right. And, all right, tell people to find you quick.
GraniteCrocs.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Okay, people. Mental Health Monday's got a lot more coming up after the break. I mean, seriously, maybe I can get Dr. B to diagnose Newsom. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.